Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Good morning, I should say. May God be blessed in all of your homes today. May we be able to just reach out today and just receive something from the Lord that we all are in need of today. What is it that you're in need of? Hallelujah. It's been a while. I know things have went on in your life, and we keep living. And I thank God, because wherever you're at today, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, we can be closer to God by the end of this moment, the end of this hour, the end of this day. We are as close to God right now as we want to be. He's there. He's waiting right there in the midst of your joy, in the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your pain. I thank Jesus for being right there. So as we come before him today, let's come before him with an open heart. Let's come before him receptive of his word. Let's be willing to lay down all of our problems. Let's be willing to just let go of whatever it is that has you all angered inside, has you all bothered inside, that has you all in turmoil and you're tense right now. Just find somewhere to relax, and let's just give the Lord an opportunity to do what he is good at doing. Receiving, working through your problems, showing you the direction, showing you a way to move yourself out of your trouble. Is trouble in your way? How do you handle your troubles? Hallelujah. Is trouble in your way? Have you ever wondered how to handle trouble in your life? Sometimes it seems like that you're all alone, that no one else is experiencing what you're experiencing. Have you ever wondered how to avoid the satanic distractions? Every time you're trying to do right, something got your attention in another way, and you said, I didn't even recognize it until it was too late. Hallelujah. Let's take a word, the word. Let's use the word. Our sword is the spirit of God's word. Let's take our problems to the Lord. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we just do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know, our friends, we can only carry so many things to them. But he said we can carry everything to God in prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that, for everything. Let's start with our scripture today. Our scripture is coming from Psalms 100. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. Let's say that one more time. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Hallelujah, Jesus. One more time. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And just together in unison, if we can just say this one more time. Again, this is Psalms 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Hallelujah. Somebody right now is needing to feel love. You're feeling so lovelessness. You're looking around you, and you feel like everyone else has someone to love them. You said someone else is even claiming to love them. But I feel like no one loves me. I feel like everybody that loved me has left, has gone. They died out. They left me. They moved on. And I just want to be loved. And it's just good for you to just write it down and repeat it to yourself. Not just when you're feeling in despair, but even when you're finding joy in your life. Remind yourself, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness, he is faithful. He's faithful to love you. He's faithful to comfort you. He's faithful to provide for you. And his faithfulness continues through all generations. All generations. His faithfulness is there for you. Hallelujah. And then remind yourself that know that the Lord is God. And it is he who made you. It is he who made me. Sometimes we get confused with that. And we feel like that God is so far away from us. But we need to remind ourselves that it is he who made us. And we are his. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pastures. He's never going to leave us. And he's never going to turn his back on us. And he's never going to rejoice in our pain. He's never going to rejoice in our sorrows. But he's always going to be there to comfort us. He's always going to be there to lead us and call us into his pathway of righteousness. He's always got somewhat his angels camped out around us to direct us to him. He's always looking out for your best. He's always wanting only the best for you, even if it means that you have to go through some sorrows. He said, go through. Go through. I have something waiting for you. He said, I'm answering the prayers that you've prayed so hard for. Now, it may not be in the way that our minds thought that it should work out, but he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And he said, remember, my child, that my ways are not your ways, but I'm going to get you to where you need to be. All you have to do is follow me. He said, but this is not the way that I thought life should be for me. This is not the path that I thought I would be taking. He said, I'm going to get you to where you need to be. All you have to do is continue to follow me. All you have to do is continue to follow me. Right now, somebody needs to hear this word. All you've got to do is continue to follow him. Yeah, it's some trying times. Troubles get in your way. Death, hurt, harm stands and try to block you, but just continue to follow him. He said, there's no blockage that will stop you as long as you keep your eye on me. Keep your mind set in the word. Hallelujah. Don't get distracted because of the things that are going on in your life right now. Stop telling God what you don't have. Stop looking at your situations as the worst of all. Stop looking at what you think things are going to be like. What someone told you that their situation, how it turned it out. Well, it turned out this way. This happened to me. The doctor said this, and that's exactly what happened to me. I lost a loved one in that same way. That's not your situation. Be willing to allow God to be God in your life. Not your friends to be the God head of your life according to what happened in their life, but allow God to be God in your life. Individually, let him work through you in the way that he chooses to. Hallelujah. And that leads us right into our prayer. Hallelujah, dear Father, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we come to you, dear Father, with humbled hearts. And we thank you, Jesus, that we have the opportunity given to us by you, that we can bring all of our requests to you. I thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord of my life. I thank you, Jesus, for being the person who just holds me and carries me through all situations. I thank you that there is no limit, dear Father, for your love for us. It's nothing too big and it's nothing too small. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. I thank you for your peace and your joy. I thank you, Jesus, for just understanding us. I thank you for creating me. I thank you for just surrounding me with your love and your protection. Thank you for giving me your wisdom and your knowledge. Thank you for never leaving me. I thank you, Jesus, that even when I make the wrong choices, that you're still there to direct me. You're still there, dear Father, trying to lead me into your pathway, because that's where we find your righteousness. And I thank you, dear Father. I thank you, dear Father. I thank you, dear Father. I love you, Jesus. I ask, dear Father, that I may just decrease. Hallelujah. And that your word may come and just bless me and your people. Hallelujah. I thank you, dear Father, that you have a word for us. I thank you, dear Father, that whatever our situation is, whatever troubles that we may be going through, that it's not too big for you. You said that we can't go too far from you, that you won't bring us back into your arms, into your loving arms, into your loving safety, that you're still there for us. You're still there with us. And I thank you, dear Father, for your love. I thank you, dear Father, for your understanding. I thank you, dear Father, just for your word. I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. You're an awesome God. We thank you, Jesus, just for being with us, being around us like the walls around Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And regardless of what may go on in our life, regardless of what may go on, what we may see, things that we think that are most important to us, even if it is moved out of our life, I thank you, Jesus, that you're always there. Always there. And I just thank you, Jesus, for all the preachers and teachers that are called and chosen by you to give your word, to live in your will, to help some lost soul along the way. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. And we ask that you just meditate on the heart of the lonely. Just be there for those that are sick right now. Be there for those that are hungry right now. For those that are lost right now. Those that are incarcerated in and out of prison walls. We ask your special blessings upon their hearts, in their lives, right now, Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We ask blessings all over the world, dear Father, for the people that are in turmoil and going through wars and rumors of wars. And we just ask you to give them peace, your arms of protection. Bless all families that are going through any type of bereavement. Oh, hallelujah, just strengthen them, Jesus. Let them be able to hear your voice just the same way that I did, the same way that I do. Dear Father, through it all, just take them through it just the same way you did for me, the same way you're doing for me. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are a powerful God. We ask you to keep them in your care. Don't let the distractions of Satan, dear Father, lead them off of your pathway. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ease the troubled minds right now. Hallelujah. Somebody's job, dear Father, is in jeopardy. Hallelujah. And I ask you to step in between the things that are trying to separate them. I feel someone is doing, have an evil thought towards someone to do evil to them because they feel like they have leadership over this person. They feel like that they have some powers over them just because their title may be different from this person's. But I ask you right now to stand in between that. And then by your authority, I cancel out any wrongdoing against them in any shape, form, or fashion. Oh, dear Father, and I ask you to just push and just move that demonic spirit out of the way and let your anointing just flow all over that company. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some community, dear Father, that has been destroying each other in the city, those communities right now will be stopped and set free of all demonic spirits. Hallelujah, Jesus. Heal that woman, dear Father, right now, whose throat is just bothering her so bad. She's not for sure what's going on with it right now, and I don't know the situation where she can't afford to go to the doctors, but right now, just heal her throat. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Father. And your darling sons, we bless your name. Amen. 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 Amen to the Holy Ghost. Amen to the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for your power. Amen. Thank you for blessing us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We lift you up. We thank you, Lord Jesus. There is none like you. There is none like you. None before and none after. Thank you, dear Father. Dear Father, we do thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Most recently, many people, as you look at the media is doing what the media is supposed to do, right? They will bring all the bad things to your attention. And if there is nothing bad to report in your city, or if they feel there's nothing bad enough in your city, they will touch the cities next to you. Or they will go over to the states next to you. But they're going to bring something to let you know top news. Breaking news. It can be anything from terroristic attacks. It can be quakes or wars in Middle East, suicide bombers, threats of biological warfare. Keeps us glued to CNN. It can be about the SCARS alert or smallpox, swine flu, bird flu. It can be about child abuse. We hear about AIDS. It's just rampant. So many school massacres or domestic violence, drive-by shootings. They hit closer and closer to home. These are just a few of the invisible enemies which the news media keeps before you the public eye. Most recently, millions have been troubled by the terrible oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, which is the largest man-made environmental disaster in the world. Every day in one form or another, we as Christians are faced with the same dilemma. So how do we handle the troubles in our life? How do we handle the troubles in our life? In response to that question, I'd just like to address the common misconception of faith. Let's get started by getting that out of the way. One of the common misconceptions of faith, there are a lot of folks who think that if you have faith in God, then you won't have trouble. Let's say it again. I've even heard from the pulpit that if you have faith in God, then you won't have trouble. And that would be wonderful. Oh, that would be so wonderful if it was true. But that
isn't true. That isn't true. See, you cannot use your faith in opposition to the Word of God. One more time. You cannot use your faith in opposition to the Word of God. What do I mean by that? Simply that in John 16:33, Jesus tells us, in the world, you will have tribulation. Notice that he didn't say that you might encounter trouble now and then. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't say trouble will come unless you use your faith. No, no, no. But he said that in this world that you and I are in right now, he said trouble will come in this world. Now, where it says world, you and I can just substitute our addresses. So where it says in this world, you will have tribulation, put in your address. At your address, you will have troubles. You will have trials. You will have tribulations. In other words, wherever you live in the world, you don't have to worry about booking a date for trouble, because trouble will find you. Wherever you live in this world, trouble will find you. Why is that, Evangelist? It's because we live in a troubled world. And according to scriptures, are you ready? It will become more troubled as we near the end of time. So when you speak words and say, you know what, I tell you one thing, if another thing happened to me, I just don't think I can make it. I think I would just die. Watch the words you speak. If you live in this world, trouble's going to find you. Because we live in a troubled world. And it's going to become more troubled as we near the end of time. Now, most Christians read the passage of scripture that starts, once they hear that troubles will come, that, you know, most Christians will start to get depressed, just like the worldly man. They'll start putting on their suits of gloom and despair. Agony just gets all over them. Hallelujah. They get into that deep, dark depression, excessive misery. And then they say, well, you know, I'm a Christian. But let's start living a true life. This is what it's all about. Trouble in your way. How do you handle trouble in your life? Well, don't despair. Let's start there. Don't despair. See, Jesus had more to say, and so should we. Jesus had more to say. Jesus said, let's look at it again. Again, we at John 16:33. It says, in the world you will have tribulation. But, hallelujah, he said, but be of good cheer. Now, is he telling us to be cheerful because we've got troubles? No, no, no. Nobody enjoys troubles. Trouble is nothing to be happy about. Now, if you hit your finger with a hammer, you would jump for joy and say, you know, hit me another one, you know, devil, because I got 9 more. No, you're not going to be rejoicing over the joy. See, the part you can be happy about is the last part of the verse. It's the part that most people tend to overlook, because after reading the beginning part of it, they got so depressed and they got on their gloom suits and they'd never finish it. So see, the God said, be of good cheer. And then he goes on to say, I have overcome the world. Uh-oh, so let's just put something together. Let's go back a little bit and put it back together. It says, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So in the world, you will have tribulation. You will have trials. So that thing that you're going through right now, consider that it falls under this umbrella. Whatever, how deep it is, you know, you feel like no one else is ever experiencing this. This is just you by yourself. But this is the umbrella that be of good cheer. Because I have overcome the world. So how do you handle trouble in this life? Where is the trouble? The trouble is where? It's in this world. But Jesus has already overcome, what did he say? The world. So let's look back one more time. So that trouble that you're having right now, how do you overcome that trouble in your life? He says, where is that trouble? Says that trouble is in the world. Jesus said, but I have overcome. I have overcome the world. So do you know what that means? That means simply, hallelujah. First of all, that I'm just glad that he has overcome the world. You know, if you are born again, then you are in him. So if you're born again Christian, then you are in him. Hallelujah. There are a lot of benefits to being in him. And one of those benefits is that if Jesus overcame the world, if he overcame the world, then in him, you can overcome it too. So let's do it again. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So if you are born again Christian, then you are within him. And because you are in him, if he has overcame, so can you. That's a good word. That's the good news. So don't run. Don't hide when trouble knocks on your door. Don't be the first to get upset and start talking, looking at the worst. My glass is half empty just because some trouble has come into your life. Because, again, John 16 and 33 tells us that you are going to have troubles in this world. But just remember to be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, my mother, right now. Be of good cheer. God has overcame the world. And if you are in him, then you can overcome your situation that is going on, the troubles, where in this world? That's where your troubles are. They're in this world. He's overcame this world. Hallelujah. So when trouble knocks on your door, polish up your shield of faith. Sharpen yourself on the word of God. Hallelujah. And what do you do when the devil attacks you? How do you handle the trouble? How do you handle the sickness? How do you handle the diseases? How does the same way, when the same devil attacks against you, how in the same way did Jesus do it? How did he do that? He always responded to the devil by saying, it is written. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is written. So don't ever try to fight the devil apart from the word of God. If Jesus couldn't beat him any other way, neither can you. Because John 16:32 says, indeed the hour is coming. Yes, has now come that you will be shattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. The New King James Version. See, Jesus wasn't talking about leaving his family to travel to Jerusalem. He was referring to the darkness, the darkest hour of his life. He knew that everyone who called themselves his friend would abandon him at the point of his greatest suffering. He knew this. Some were arrested. But Jesus' biggest suffering
And this time of his greatest suffering, he knew that they would abandon him. At the time that he was arrested, beaten, mocked, crucified, he suffered it all alone. He suffered it all alone. And the time that you're going through the biggest crisis of your life, your spouse may walk out on you. The one that stood and took vows with you may walk out on you and leave you all alone. Your family may turn their back on you and say, if you've done a little bit too much, I can't go with you now. I'm turning my back on you now. And you feel so all alone. The only person, the only job that you've had for all of those years, and the only person on that job that you felt like was on your side has now turned against you too. And now they're trying to find ways to get you out of there. And you feel so all alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feel like you're the only one in your group who doesn't have a mate. You feel like you're the only one that when you walk outside of your door, people are mocking at, are looking at. They're setting up ideas in their minds about you. And everybody else seems to fit in but you. And you feel all alone. Hallelujah. Jesus has the answer for you. Jesus has the answer for you. Because he knew in advance that he would have to suffer it all alone. But he did it so that you don't have to suffer it all alone. Because you remember, you're in him. So if he's already suffered it all alone and overcame the world, the good news is you don't have to suffer it all alone. The trouble in your way, you can move aside. You can pray it aside. You can pray through it. Hallelujah. You can fast your way through it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He rests in his promise that his Father would be with him. You can rest in his promise that he will be with you. You can't really compare your situations to Jesus suffering on the cross, but just know that God will never leave you. And because of that promise, by faith, this is where the faith comes in. You have to choose to rest in his comforting presence rather than dwell on what's going on in your life right now. You got to choose, make that choice, that you're just going to rest in his comforting presence rather than dwell on the situation that's going on in your life right now. Said evangelists that you just don't know what's going on here. I'm going through some tough things. I haven't heard from my child. My child has disappeared. They've run away, and I don't know where my child is at. I haven't heard from him in 2 days, 4 days, 2 months. Rest in that comforting presence rather than dwelling on all of the things that might have, could have, should have, and would have happened to that child. Rest in his comforting presence. He wants to give you comfort. When you can get a hold to the comfort, then you can hear from the Lord in what directions you are to take, what other steps now, who you need to speak with, who's coming to you that you're not even supposed to open your mouth and talk to. But when you all balled up and you all got your gloom suit on and you all looking, you're in despair, you hear the wrong things, you see the wrong things, you let your mind just wander, and then the idle mind becomes the devil's workshop. And all the worst things, it's what are the things that you're thinking now. And so you can't hear from God because your mind is covered right now with despair and gloom. But I remind you, because trouble is in your way, it doesn't mean that it has to stay. God is still talking to you. He's bringing you all the way through. He's not going to bring you half of the way and leave you. He wants to carry you all the way through whatever your situation is. He wants to carry you all the way through. Hallelujah. So let's thank him right now. just thinking right now. When you make that choice, made the choice as a Christian to just step into the peace of God. I want to show you what I've discovered between two scriptures, the two scriptures that we just went over, that I've mentioned so far. The two scriptures, there is one connecting phrase. It's found in John 16:33. See, these things I've spoken to you, it says, that in me you may have peace. He says, these things I have spoken to you. Put your name in there. And he said, I've spoken to you that in me, so in him, you may have peace. How you overcome in him. In other words, Jesus told us that, number one, we will never be alone. And then number two, he said that in this world, trouble will come. But Jesus has overcome the world. See, it's linking those two thoughts. He said, I'm telling you this so that you will have peace. Jesus never denied that there would be trouble, that there would be no trouble in this world. He never denied that we would have trouble in this world. In fact, he promised that there would be trouble. And if you believe that, you said, I can believe that. I've been through some troubles in this world. If you can believe that promise, then go further. Because he also promised that in the midst of your troubles, he said, not after you have figured out some kind of way to get yourself through the troubles. He said, but right there in the midst of your troubles. Woo, thank you, Lord Jesus. Right in the midst of your troubles, you can have peace. You can have peace. That means you've got it made. You've got it made. You've got it made. You're more than an overcomer. You're not just winning, you've already won. You're not just winning, you have already won. Tell yourself, I've got it made. I've got it made. I know what it looks like around me. I've got it made. Because right in the midst of my troubles, God has promised me peace. In the midst of my trouble, he's promised me joy. He promised me that I am more than an overcomer. In him, he's already overcame the world, and I am in him, so I'm more than an overcomer. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I'm just not winning this thing. I've already won. I've already won. I've conquered the demonic spirits that keep whispering in my head. I've conquered the laziness. I've conquered the things that are just keep holding me back. I've conquered those. I have now overcome. I am an overcomer. The procrastination. I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. Whatever is in you, whatever is in you will come out of you. Remember that. Whatever is in you will come out of you. Hallelujah. Let me explain something to you. In times of trouble, whatever is in you, again, will come out of you. Let's say that the devil puts a disease upon you. And this disease could be a death warrant if you didn't know your covenant right. If you didn't know your covenant right. Hallelujah. Now, if you're faithfully meditated on the word of God and build yourself up on your most holy faith, that word will rise up out of you. All that word will rise up out of you. And you'll start to believe, as you said, by his stripes, I am healed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. he himself bore my sins in his own body on the tree, that I, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes I have been healed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you, let's just say that if the disease is placed upon you, and all you do is sit back and speak about it and tell everybody that you know, and just you picking up the phone, just telling everybody, here's what's happening to me. I've got this, and you just keep repeating that, and you got in your soul and in your spirit that this is going to take me. There's nothing I can do about it. It's just what it is. It is what it is. Then guess what? It is what it is. Exactly. It is what it is. And the devil will end up wiping the floor with you. Hallelujah. Let's just say, you know, your family, your household is all disarrayed, and no one is wanting to live the word. They're wanting to live the world. And they're raising their kids just living the world, living the world. But you're believing God for them to get saved. But it looks real bad. It doesn't look good. But you're believing God for them to get saved. Then you're going to have to keep yourself off of the situation, off of the things that they're doing. Stop looking at it. That will become your problem. Stop looking at it. But look to God and look to his promises. And then when your family gets to acting all stubborn and acting out of the way of God, just say, it's your tough luck that you became a part of my family. It's just your tough luck that you're in my family. Remind them that I got the promises of my family down to 1,000 generations, and that includes you. So you're going to get saved whether you like it or not. How to move trouble out of your way. Stand on top of it and denounce it. Tell them, I have the promises over this family for 1,000 generations. You're a part of that 1,000. But you don't have a choice but to get saved, like it or not. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. It works. God works. Hallelujah. And remember, just because it may be delayed and you see the person seem to get worse before better, it does not mean that it's a denial from the Lord. Standing in faith is a lot like losing weight. It takes time to show up because you never lose weight from the outside. You lose it from the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You lose it from the inside. Your body's so sure that there's a famine, it just shuts down. But if you just keep on, eventually it starts burning what you've got stored inside of you and all of those little compartments, and you begin to lose weight. Standing in faith is the same. So remember, whatever you do, don't let delays weaken your desire. Keep reaching for your answers. A delay is not a denial. Hallelujah. But if you resist the devil, or in this case, whatever it is for you, eventually what's burning up on the inside will manifest on the outside. You'll go, what happened? Everybody in the household is beginning to change. So whether it's weight loss or you're just standing in faith for your family, again, don't let delay your desires for your answers. And you will never win through your own strength. You will never win through your own strength. You said, but I don't need anybody. I don't even like people. I don't need anybody. But you will never win through your own strength. If you're like most of us, when trouble overwhelms you, you try to figure it out. How is it going to turn out? That's a major flaw in human thinking. You will never win through your own strength and wisdom. You don't have the answers. But just give it up. Give it up to God. Don't try to work it out in your mind. Don't try to push it through in your own strength. If you do those things, you'll never win. Your weapon must be mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Your weapons are peace of Jesus. They're the peace of Jesus. Your weapons are the overcoming power of God. That's your weapon. That's your weapon. Your weapons must be mighty in God. So while you're standing in faith, you cast down every imagination and hide things that exalt itself above God. You bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. Sometimes the human mind wants to bring some of the thoughts, but some of them you're just not through working out. You just want to hold on to it a little longer. But the Bible says you should bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of God. Hallelujah, every thought. So if the Bible says it, then we must believe it. Not by might, nor by power. Hallelujah. Not by might, nor by power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. We thank you, Lisa. And just never waste time and your energy on satanic distraction. Just don't even waste your time and your energy on it. You know the person was satanic when he was in your life 2 years ago. Now just because she came back with a degree, she came back dressed up a little bit more differently, but speaking the same thing, living the same way. Think about Paul. Reading about Paul's life taught me a valuable lesson in handling troubles. Never waste your time and energy on satanic distraction. I don't care what it looks like, what it speaks like. It is faith and patience that will cause you to inherit the promises of God. Only faith and your patience will cause you to inherit the promises of God. Everybody wants the promises of God, and you want the promises of God to just overflow and come into your life. But where is your faith? Where is your presence? Where is your patience? Another thing to remember in this is never let satanic distractions become satanic attractions. It was a detraction at first, and now you're attracted to the thing. You figured out at first, well, I know that they're not right, but now it's just like, oh, let me just see, maybe. Oh, well, I know they was all jacked up before, but you know what, now maybe things have changed. They're doing a little bit of this, and they didn't used to do that. Maybe that little bit is enough change for me. Don't mess around with it. Don't mess around with it. Don't let that distraction turn into an attraction. Because if you do, you'll mess up and start lying. Lying to yourself. Lying to others. Lying, saying, I couldn't help myself. You lie, you fry. You can help yourself. God anticipated your problem. Though the devil designed your failures, God had already anticipated your problems. So God Almighty planned your victory. because he knows the devil has designed your failures. The devil gets up every morning trying to find a way to make you fail. He's moving while you're sleeping, trying to find a way to make you fail. But God counters his plan before the foundation of the world. So don't tell me that you can't help yourself. God already helped you. God already helped you. And if you don't believe me, just look at Psalms 138, verses 7 and 8. It says, though I walk in the midst of what? Trouble. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Hallelujah. God has promised to revive you in the midst of your troubles. Right in the midst of your troubles. He promised to perfect that which concerns you. That means your recovery from the schemes of the devil. That means your victory and all that God has destined for you has been planned out in heaven. Has been planned out in heaven. Jesus overcame the world, and he planned your victory. I heard a preacher say something that I believe is the truth. He said, failure cannot happen in your life without your permission. He said, failure cannot happen in your life without your permission. Just think about that for a moment. Pain is merely a passage to a miracle. Your pain is merely a passage to your miracle. Hallelujah. So when you feel that pain, know that it means that a miracle was headed your way. A miracle's headed your way. You got to know that you will not lose at this thing unless you choose to lose, unless you choose to give up. The best thing you can do is to get a winning attitude to go along with your faith. Get a winning attitude to go along with your faith. I've discovered that those who are unwilling to lose rarely do. They rarely lose because they're unwilling to. Hallelujah. And I'm one of those people who will not accept defeat. There's no reason for you to accept it either. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to develop a winning attitude. Your attitude has got to be that I am a winner. You've got to, wherever you're at, I don't care how far down you are, today is your day to start developing a winner attitude. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to be secure. You got to know that you have a place in God. You got to know that the word of God is your strength. It's your sword. It's what's going to carry you through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can overcome trouble. God has the pathway all set for you. God has your plan. He has your victory. He is the one. He is the way. Will you follow him today? Now that you know the trouble in your way can be moved aside, it doesn't block you. It can't stop you. As long as you continue to go through, as long as you continue to get up and move forward, you may be going through with tears. You may be going through with your heart is just hurting. You may be going through with not understanding the why. Just continue to go through, sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, leaders, preachers and teachers.
The troubles doesn't mean that they have to be a blockage for you. Do not let satanic distractions become satanic attractions in your life. You can overcome trouble. You will have trouble. God promised us that in this world there will be trouble. But he said, be of good cheer because he has overcome this world. So where are your troubles? They're in this world. And he's done what? He's overcome troubles in this world. He's overcome the world. So if you are within him as a born-again believer, because he has overcame, so can you. And friends, if you're going through a difficult time in your life and you don't know where to turn, I just want to tell you that you can overcome trouble no matter how bad it seems. And the first step is in knowing Jesus. And if you don't know him as your personal Lord and Savior, it would be my honor. It would be my honor to introduce you to him. As you say these words, if you believe with your heart, then you will be born again. Romans 10:9-10. That's true. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all of my sins. And I ask you to just cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now, right now, right now. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Receive me into your family of God. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, congratulations. You are, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, it's so important that you get the scripture on that, because someone is going to definitely try to bring up your past and tell you who do you think you are right now. The enemy is going to whisper in your ear, why don't you go snort some more cocaine? You know that you just got through doing it last night. Go smoke another cigarette. Go drink another drink. You know you can't control the alcohol. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is what you're going to need to meditate on. This is what you're going to need to remember when they come to you with that. It says, old things are passed away. That means all the old feelings, all of the old things, whether you're still feeling it right now, is already not just winning, you have won this victory. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So you are a new creature in Christ. You have a whole new life of peace, a whole new life of victory to look forward to, starting right now. From this day on, Jesus will be at your side to revive you. Remember, he wants to protect you, and he wants to answer any troubles that come your way. Glory be to the God of Lords. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. You've prayed this prayer. It's important that you tell someone. I would love to hear from you at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can just leave me a message here on the Blog Talk Radio. I am your sister, your friend, your evangelist, Vaughn Dumas. You can reach me at 210-264-5287. Hallelujah. If you need Bibles, if you need any kind of learning material, please, again, walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can just get in touch with me and leave a message here at the Blog Talk Radio. I would also like to just send you any kind of material that would help you on your way. Just let me know in any way that I can help you. We want to help you begin your new life with Jesus Christ. We here at Tri-Anointed Ministries believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he wants to address all parts of you. He wants to heal you and give you peace. I'd like to send out my card just so you can have ways of getting in touch with the ministry. And remember, Christ is thinking about you. He has a life of victory planned just for you. You need to make sure that you tell someone about your choice. And get with a Bible teaching church so you can understand your salvation. You said, I've taken this step. Now what's next? You need to get so you can understand just exactly what your salvation is. Hallelujah. Understand your salvation. God is a good God. He loves you. He's there for you. He always will be there. Through it all, regardless of what it looks like, he's still there for you. He's never going to leave you. He will never forsake you. And he wants to be your God. All heaven is rejoicing right now. Right now, all heaven is rejoicing. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this accepting us in your kingdom, in your heart. We thank you, Father, for your glory. We thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you just rain on us. Holy Spirit, we ask you just rain on us. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. In the midst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes. Glory to glory. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful morning. Let the Holy Spirit just rest his peace upon you. Until we meet again, we thank you, Jesus, for just healing the sick and showing up and showing out one more time. Again, this is your host, Evangelist Vaughn Dumas, and I invite you to join us here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, where we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is your peace, your Lord and your Savior. Have a blessed night. Amen. Goodbye.